Legal Twitter Get Spat shows the value of social media goals and the dangers to PR. An audio recording of a contently-managed.com blog post by Craig McGill. An agency carried out a survey of the activity on Twitter by the top 50 legal teams in the UK. They published a report on it and did some PR around it, calling A&O the best tweagles out there, which seems to me a bit of a Twitter word mashup too far, but that's the joys of 2011. Anyway, the report has caused, as they say in Scotland, a bit of a social media stooshy. It's already been given the gate suffix, and that's when you know you've arrived, but what's the lessons here for PR and for the legal industry? As Heather Townsend reports over at The Efficiency Coach, the spat over the measurements has been because of the metrics used. The agency involved, Intendence, used Twitter Grader, which is a fairly well-known metric mechanism, though it's mostly been overtaken by the likes of Clout. That seems to be the preferred usage metric these days. Now, it's put one of their clients at the top, so they did what any good PR firm would do, is they put out a press release about this, saying that their legal firm were the top tweeters. And that's been picked up by the likes of The Lawyer magazine. But there's been a row over all of this, because some have pointed out that the measurements, it's fairly flawed, because Twitter Grader only counts certain things, and also that the company shouldn't have been looking at just the big firms, but the smaller operators, as that's where most of the Twitter action is. And if you head over to the contently-managed.com blog site, you'll see a list of the best smaller tweeters, and well worth following if you're interested in legal aspects at all. But there's a PR danger to this, and the danger is that if a journalist sees in the comments section that people are questioning the article and the research, then it may make the journalist think twice about using that contact again for a release or for information, and that's obviously a very dangerous thing. One other thing that's come out of this is, as Heather points out in an article on the Efficiency Coach site, is that A&O, maybe the top dog, but they're using social media for broadcast only, which is not the best engaging use of it, though it is very common amongst big firms and organisations. She feels that the legal teams would do better if they're using it for engaging, and she's got a very good point there. But to me, it's not even about Clout or any of the other measurement systems, because anyone going onto social media should have their own goals defined, regardless of your legal, B2B, B2C, or what have you. You should know before you even start tweeting why you're doing it and what your goals are. Very few people go onto the likes of Twitter or Facebook purely just to get the followers. They're using it for a business reason or for a reason to connect to people. And this is what you've got to establish up front. What are your goals? And that way, you'll know better than anyone else if your strategy is working. You may only need 10 followers if they're the right 10 followers. A good following, that's specific and targeted can be a lot better than a large random following. And lawyers can and should use social media. There's a lot there they could do. The experts could be out there giving their advice on pensions, on moving home, on wills, insurance. Lawyers are involved, contracts, the lawyers are involved in nearly every aspect of life these days, and they could be out there showing their expertise, sharing it, not looking for anything in return. They could be looking for people having problems online and jumping in there and helping out. And that means, if you see these things, if you see people being experts, it means when you do actually need a lawyer, when you do need to pay for a lawyer, you're going to go to these guys because you know that they're out there sharing their expertise, they're helpful, you'll get an idea of what their personality's like, and that's what you want, not just someone that you know nothing about, may not get on with, and may not even agree with at the end of the day. Having said that, perhaps we'll know that truly the social media age has arrived with lawyers when they start taking payments by PayPal and we see their services appearing as a Groupon discount. But until that time, thanks very much for listening. Cheers now. Bye.